Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through white and drifted snow. Over the river and through the woods, oh how the wind does blow. It stings the toes and bites the nose as over the ground we go. Everybody now.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh.
This is the worst version of this song I've ever heard. How'd you pick this one out? Is this off like some Sesame Street CD or what?
This is my high school recording. Yeah, this is me in our high school, North Border, singing this back in the day.
The Bathgate Baritones.
Way to embarrass me.
This is really bad, Daniel.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dan.
No, it's not.
Hello, Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director.
Hello, Mike.
Have you recovered from your birthday?
Yes. Yep.
Did you have to recover from your birthday?
Nope. Low-key deal.
Low-key deal.
You know, when you get my age, you'll get there someday.
How old are you, by the way? I'm not guaranteed I'm getting to your age.
Really doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
Just a little older than you. We'll just leave it at that.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Mike.
It's Thanksgiving hump day on the Mike McFeely Show. Let's do the 4 o'clock four pack. You love my voice, my radio guy voice.
Yes, you should work on that a little more, and I think maybe there's a future.
I doubt that. Top four talk show talkers of the day.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody about that today, and they kind of agreed with you.
Who was it?
I can't say. Have a nice holiday. Everything will be fine on Monday.
Well, they're going to let me work on Friday. They're going to let me fill in on Friday and Saturday. Then Monday, they're going to axe me like a Tom Turkey.
Do it in this business? Isn't it typically a Friday when we wish people well in their future endeavors?
Unless we don't like them, then we don't wish them well in our future endeavors.
Oh, that's true.
Number four on the four-pack today, Jurgi. Boy, this is bad.
Tis the season, isn't it?
Hingham. Let me say that again. Hingham, Massachusetts.
It is the season for this type of thing.
A man who played Santa Claus at a Massachusetts mall has been barred from the shopping center after he was charged with groping an 18-year-old woman playing an elf. Herbert Jones had his holiday cheer on, apparently. He was released on $1,000 bail after pleading not guilty Monday to indecent assault and battery. It's not funny, I guess. A judge ordered him to stay away from the Hanover Mall and barred him from playing Santa anywhere pending the outcome of his case.
How can you bar him from playing Santa? He can just put the uniform on, and who's going to know who it is? Just go out down the street? Well, how can you do that? I mean, Santa's Santa. You really can't.
Let me make clear to any children who might be listening that there are people who play Santa to help out the real Santa.
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah, that's
so
true.
I mean, because Santa can't be in every mall in America.
Oh, that's true. That's true. He's very busy.
Police say the woman called them Saturday to report that the 62-year-old Jones had pinched her buttocks and made suggestive comments.
That's enough.
Hold on, let me read one more. Jones, this is from the story off of the Associated Press.
Okay.
Jones, who has a real bushy white beard,
don't they all?
Denied touching the woman to police and mall management. But apparently has a real bushy white beard.
Well, this will play out in the courts, and it's just an allegation. But he won't be back at the Hanover Mall this season.
He can't play Santa anymore.
Oh.
Bad Santa. Number three on our list.
Yes.
Linebacker Aaron Henderson was apparently getting into the holiday spirit early this year, Jurgi, because on November 19th, Aaron Henderson was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and a probable cause DWI.
And last week, we were told by the team that he was a personal matter, right?
A personal issue was the official release from the Vikings.
And so I figured there was a death in the family, something like that.
Had some family issue come
up. And he was arrested by Eden Prairie Police. He's practicing today. He will play Sunday against the Bears, but he will not start.
Of course he will.
He's not starting.
Oh, he's being punished?
He's had some issues with, in the past.
Smoking weed.
Yes. And then, of course, his brother, AJ, who's no longer with the
team. Is that his brother?
The team. Yes, it is.
AJ Jefferson?
No, the other linebacker, the former linebacker who now works a little radio. Isn't it AJ Henderson? Aaron's brother.
There is a
older
EJ.
Brother.
EJ.
He's no longer
playing.
Leave
it up to the Bathgate Baritone to correct us.
But it was Aaron that got in some trouble in the past. And
yes.
Now, but he will play.
Against the Bears.
Eden Prairie, and speaking of AJ, I don't know what it is with police in Eden Prairie, but AJ Jefferson, who was released mysteriously by the Vikings last week, is now charged with assaulting his girlfriend again in Eden Prairie.
Yeah, that was not a mystery. They charged him, I think, last week, and they let him go like 5 seconds later.
Well, he's been charged formally now with felony domestic assault by strangulation.
There was another Vikings defensive back who was accused of strangling Chris Cook, but
he's back on the
team.
That
was dropped.
Then
his girlfriend
ended up
dropping that, right. And then they put him back on the team.
They argued according to the complaint filed in Hennepin County. He left. She went to sleep in the guest bedroom, according to the complaint. She awoke to find Jefferson yelling at her for ignoring his text messages, and he grabbed her by the neck. He was released shortly thereafter. He is in jail. Until Monday, until court.
Good.
Unless he's someone bails him out.
Hope he rots there.
He's
another Vikings wide receiver, by the way, Jerome Simpson, also got a DUI November 9th. So within a span of what, 3 weeks?
Three Vikes.
Three Vikings have been run afoul of the law.
Henderson said that he's sorry for his teammates in the organization, and then his arrest was a wake-up call. This according to one of your buddies.
They probably woke him up to arrest him.
The Soupy Campbell down in the Twin Cities, Dave Campbell, writing for but he talked to him, and that's what he said. It was a wake-up call.
Reporters doing what they do asked head coach Leslie Frazier today, why did you say it was a personal issue if it was a DWI, which you knew is what happened, plus controlled substance? Frazier said, I mentioned last week that he was dealing with a personal issue, and that was absolutely the truth. There are some things I can't talk about involving that situation. So I guess, technically, if you're in the clink, that is a personal situation.
It is, but typically the team will say what happened. Usually they do,
yeah. But not in this case. We're kind of getting back to the old Vikings days of guys getting arrested every day for drinking and drugs and beating up their girlfriends. Number two, this was the big story here on KFGO throughout much of the day, Jurgi, and in the region as well. There was a shooting of some court of some kind in Belcourt. Is that what happened or what?
In the north central part of the state, the FBI, BIA, State Crime Bureau, and local authorities up there have been investigating. We can confirm one person dead, and search was underway at least for two suspects. We don't know how active that search is. The FBI is controlling the information flow here, and
gotta control the flow.
Yes, and so, and it's quite a distance from here, so we don't have immediate access, but certainly the school in Rugby, some other schools out that way, I believe Rillette, they were in lockdown. The hospital in Belcourt, Turtle Mountain Community College, earlier in the day they were placed on precautionary lockdown. The superintendent in Rugby told Don Haney this morning of our new staff that he was told that there were two people dead, but the FBI will only confirm that, I guess they describe it as a suspicious death. And it does not sound like there's a real active search going on for suspects now as to whether they're in custody. Again, the FBI is controlling the flow of information.
Controlling the flow.
And
gotta do that.
We don't know. So, and that's, but one person is dead, and search had been underway for two suspects.
Oh, I should get to this before we get to the number one in the four pack. I do want to get to number one, but let's get this out there that Larry Ristvedt, the well-known and loved radio personality on KFGO, there is a memorial service now scheduled from at 1 p.m. on Monday is the memorial service. 1 p.m. Monday at Hope Lutheran Church North in Fargo. Visitation is 5 to 7 p.m. Sunday with a prayer service at 7 p.m. at Hanson Runsvold Funeral Home in Fargo. Please feel free to sign the online guest book if you'd like at HansonRunsvold.com. So those are the funeral arrangements for Larry Risfit.
And the family's also asking that in lieu of flowers, memorials would be preferred to a charity of donor's choice. So,
okay. Number one, it is Thanksgiving tomorrow, Jurgi. And it's become quite a tradition in this program to play one of the great bits in TV history regarding Thanksgiving. Go, Pinto.
And I think I hear something now.
This is you.
The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner, and it says, Happy Thanksgiving. W-K-R-P. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second, the third. There's no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible. They're running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jurgi.
All right, Mike, we'll see you down the road.
Happy What's Thanksgiving, that supposed Mike? To mean?
Well, I might not
now
be
I'm
here.
Not going to sleep or eat. Now you're telling
Friday,
me I'm going to get fired.
I won't be here Friday.
Oh, you're not going to be here Friday?
Just decided.
What am I going to do at 4 o'clock?
I don't know.
I have to fill a whole show on Black Friday.
Come up with something. Have some shoppers come in.
Guess I will.
One question. Are you putting the turkey in the oven, the deep fat fryer in the garage, or the dishwasher?
Huh?
You can put it in the dishwasher.
No.
Did you win the battle of putting it in
it's going in the oven.
500-degree grease in
going
the garage?
In the oven.
You lost that battle.
I lose every battle at my house. What are you talking about? I've been married for 16 years. I lose everything. Thanks, Jurgi. Have a great Thanksgiving. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director on the Mike McFeely Show.